Well, I appreciate you taking the time to do this, first of all. And I guess since you're so busy, let's go ahead and get started. So how exactly did you get into fitness and the whole nutrition, I guess, niche, so to speak? And what's your background?
I was a very geeky and skinny child. So very geeky. I grew up in a house of two college professors for parents and was always really into science and technology, as evidenced by the fact that for my professional career, I've spent the past decade working as a senior program manager at Microsoft. So I love tech. And at the same time, though, I was a very, very skinny child, and I had a much older athletic brother who I always wanted to be like. So I did everything a child would do. I read all the magazines. I became a personal trainer. I did everything that the popular culture and mainstream press told me to do. And it was in doing that and becoming a personal trainer that I had this amazing, let's call it a epiphany. And that was, so I'm working at Bally Total Fitness in Columbus, Ohio, and here I am eating 6,000 plus calories per day, literally, like doing double shots of olive oil, trying to make myself bigger while working with clients, predominantly females over the age of 35, who were eating 1,200, who I was telling to eat 1,200 calories per day and to exercise hours longer than I was. I wasn't getting bigger, and they weren't getting smaller. And we were both getting sick and sad despite trying harder and harder and harder based on everything I was taught and as a supposed expert. So making my clients sick and sad, and making myself sick and sad is obviously not a great way to spend your life. So I decided to say, there's got to be something else here. Like there has to be something more going on. And that's when I tapped into this geeky side of me. Growing up with college professors, I decided to go right into the firsthand academic research. So these are resources that you really don't even have access to as a normal person. Like you have to have subscriptions and blah, 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 and it's incredibly dense academic journal articles. And it was amazing, Josh, because it did not take long for me to see that the actual experts, so when I say actual experts, I mean neurobiologists, endocrinologists, gastroenterologists, people like a heart surgeon isn't an expert on endocrinology. They're an expert on how to do heart surgeries. There are people who study like how your brain regulates appetite and how your gut regulates appetite and how hormones regulate fat mass and muscle mass. I read those people's work. I spoke with those people. I ended up reading over 1,300 research studies and just having any number of phone calls and collaborating with top doctors at the Harvard Medical School, Johns Hopkins, and UCLA, because these people never get talked to by the media. They never get any attention, and they dedicate their lives to this really amazingly transformational research that the lay public just hasn't heard about. I mean, we don't use the same cell phones we used 4 minutes ago, but we're using the same basic research in quotations that we used 50 years ago when it comes to eating and exercise. It's just that the actual experts, the people who have made vast technological advancements over the past 50 years, don't have PR departments, they don't have marketing departments, and heck, there's a lot of people making a lot of money continuing to tell us to do something which doesn't work.
Oh, exactly. I understand. In a previous life, I was actually a marine biologist, and I had five publications in some science journals. So I know how dense those can be, and how long it probably took you to read 1,300 of those articles.
Yeah, it was about a decade. So that's my mission was just what I was taught as an expert, the traditional eat less, exercise more approach of 50 years ago was clearly not working. Decided to go to the firsthand research, dedicated over a decade of my life to working with actual experts. And the ironic thing is coming out the other end is this shocking but completely proven alternate model, which, I mean, to be clear, if you starve yourself, you'll lose weight, but you can also lose weight if you cut off your leg. The more practical and proven approach that works with your body rather than fighting against it is to eat more and exercise less, but to do that smarter. And when I say to do that smarter, I mean to eat more but higher quality, or what we call sane foods, and to do less but higher quality or smarter or more intense exercise.
Okay. So that kind of brings me to the calorie myth, how to eat more, exercise less, lose weight, and live better. So that was pretty much all of your decades of research going into this one book.
Absolutely. It is that book will, we've been basically told the earth is flat when it comes to eating and exercise. Like, we've been taught a model which seems intuitive. Like, it seems intuitive that the earth is flat. Look out your window. Like, yeah it seems pretty flat. And if it wasn't flat, wouldn't we fall off? But but not everything that seems true is true, right? So it seems true that if you just eat less and exercise more and count calories, that you'll be healthy and fit. But obviously, look at the past 40 years, it doesn't work that way. And the calorie myth, however, you can't just say it doesn't work. You have to say, here's the alternate model. Like, here's how your body actually works. Here's how food actually works. Here's how exercise actually works. A lot of this information has been around for decades. It's just that it's never been put together in, like, the old model said, eat less because it's all about calories, and then exercise more because it's all about calories, and eat whatever the hell you want as long as you don't eat too much of it, and then just do whatever kind of exercise you want as long as you do enough of it, and you'll be healthy and fit. And it isn't working. So we need a completely different and a completely proven new paradigm for eating and exercise, and that's what this book provides.